Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Salads. It's me again, Austin Crosby. Man, today's been kind of wild. For mainly the reason that we went to the nursery and got a lot of plants to plant. It's one of those things, man, where we're doing kind of concentric circles of mulch and plants out from the beds that we've established. And the best way to put it is like the concentric rings of pizza sizes, where it's more expensive each layer you go out because you need more to cover it. But we also talk about it like dollar cost averaging for plants, where, you know, they're more expensive in the beginning of the season, but they will grow more that year. And if you just continuously make it a hobby to go get new plants, try and match them with other plants, see what grows, and replenish ones that do, you'll be glad you started sooner. Even though, yeah, you know, later in the year, they go on sale. They go on sale, I don't know, a few dollars each, but it really adds up when you're talking about starters. Dude, that being said, I think I might have mentioned this the other day, but there were a lot of starters that we planted late in the year after they had bloomed in the container. And then we never saw them again after we planted them. They like died back for the winter, or, you know, never showed much signs of life. And one or two of them just didn't make it. Probably were eaten by bugs. I'd be very interested to see if those gay feather come back. I kind of have a cold. Or, you know, a cough. Casey did make a salad today with black beans and guacamole. After we had planted our all of our stuff. Yeah, a couple junipers I know off the top of my head. A couple penstemon always, some catmint, which is common and regular for us to use. One of them is a giant catmint. The other two are little Trudy catmint. A bunch of little plugs of bugleweed, which was one of those I mentioned, the chocolate chip bugleweed that we planted late in the year and it disappeared. And I just had assumed, you know, animals ate it all. It was gone. But then early this year, it's flowering and spreading like with vines. So it's looking great. It's just an early year grower, early season grower. We got another chocolate flower, which was one of my favorites from last year, but this is only the second starter of it that we've gotten. And part of the reason is because it can self-sow so easily and spread, supposedly, but it's not been long enough for us to confirm that. Although while I was planting this new one today to re-up, I put it right next to where the old one was, and I definitely did find at least a chocolate flower growing where the other one had been. I don't know if it was from seed, we're back from the same rootstock or what, but I really do want that to spread and fill that area because I think that the smell of chocolate is just such a funny and amazing thing. I mean, it's uncanny how similar it is. It is just like Hershey's chocolate flower. And it has a fun form, fun little flowers that you get to play with while you're picking the seeds off of them. What else? I don't know. I can't think of what else. Some more pontonella, creeping pontonella. No hyssop today. Lupine. Well, yeah, a couple little lupine. I think that was probably it. But yeah, I planted a lot. And so did Casey. So it's coming along. What else? I talked about our salad. Our 4K Blu-ray, we're about to start. We got a really exciting shipment of movies today. And this was one of them. 1990s Bram Stoker's Dracula, starring Keanu Reeves and, oh, I'm blanking on his name, Gary Oldman. So on that note, Thank you very much.
Come again tomorrow.